Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is March the 9th. It is Barbie Roberts' birthday. Janice, do you know and do you remember the iconic figure Barbie Roberts?
Right.
No, you don't.
No.
Well, otherwise known as Barbie. Nobody knows really her last name or her middle name. Maleficent, I believe is what her middle name is. She was born this day on, 60 years ago. The original doll sold for about $3, and I think it is, 50-some million people buy Barbie dolls every single year. Pretty amazing. And I want to just kind of segue right, from her story, which most people think, what does that have to do with Janice Miller and recovering from surgery using the Niken products? Well, it has everything to do with these things, because today is also Shara Rogers' birthday, a little closer to home. She is 77 years young, and I'm here because of her. I wouldn't be here if she wasn't around. But Janice, when we talk about vanity, and I know I did not segue or tell you we were going to talk about vanity, but I think Barbie Roberts having a birthday today is kind of the epitome of vanity. Here's a plastic doll that they created to be perfect. Her sleek figure, her chiseled face, blah, 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 blah. But Janice, you are how many years young?
I'm 38 the second time around. And I've gotten lots wiser the second time around.
Okay, so now you're going to force me to do the math in my head. 38
of course.
The second time around. So make it easier on folks so they don't have to think, because some folks are listening to this while they're driving or while they're multitasking. The year of our Savior that you were born was what?
1943.
1943. Okay. So how does one, and actually let me back up, because for people who don't know who Janice Miller is, give us your 30 to 60 second elevator speech. Who is Janice and how does she relate to the world of Niken?
Oh, well, I'm Janice Miller and I'm a teacher at heart, and I was teaching when I found Niken, and I was teaching outside, and I had shin splints from walking on cement all the time, and so putting magnets in my shoes was the beginning of my journey. And I've gone from there. Niken's been my passion for 18 years, and that doesn't change. I mean, I love children and I love teaching, but Niken is my passion. To support people on their journey of being able to get back their health or keep their health is huge to me.
And you have been very instrumental in helping people do that in so many ways, and we may have time to share some of those stories. What I want to focus on is recently you underwent a major surgery, and I jokingly have said to you, and I wouldn't do it unless we had a decent friendship that we've gained over the years. Can I be crass and use that same term that starts with a B? B-O-O-B, I think that's how it's spelled.
Yeah, well, it's close to that. My heart's close to that. For sure. But I had a valve replaced in my heart, and it was a pretty major valve that wasn't functioning right. It wasn't opening right, and it wasn't closing right. So it was causing me distress, and I had to take off 4 months from my life, literally, and stay home and find things to do. But I could always do, I can through that. But I was sitting here looking at far infrared technology, which I just owe everything to, and slipping into the cocoon of rest every night is where everything begins to transform in the miracle that's recovery, as far as I'm concerned. So the benefits is allowing body to function more effectively, may reduce many health issues. provide increased strength and energy may also reduce discomfort levels. Never had to take any pain meds. I mean, that's huge to me because I know people who live on them. And so, you know, to have an alkaline body that heals is so, so vital. And that includes water, which, of course, I took with me, you know, to the hospital. And when I came out of recovery, there was a 30-year-old who had pneumonia, and the pneumonia went into something else. And because she didn't have an alkaline body, she died 30 years young. And so it was just, you know, an incredible story, a reminder to me about how vital to keep your body alkaline is, because there and only there can your body regenerate. So lots of people just die because they're so acidic, and they don't know about this far infrared technology, and of course the magnets is where we started. And, you know, I just love the products, and I can't say enough about having a wellness home. I've heard it said many times before, you know, what's your favorite product? Well, my favorite product is a wellness home. I want it all.
You know, Janet,
because it all enhances my life.
You bring up several key things that, you know, we've learned over the years while being in Niken. One is that the body, well, disease, cancer, sickness, and we're not making medical claims here, folks. I need to always remind everybody, we're just simply sharing stories and some statistical information, mostly Janice's journey. But the big thing is disease, cancer, sickness, colds, nothing can survive in an alkaline environment, period. You put any of those things in a petri dish and you change the pH, I don't care what it is, measles, cancer, the flu, it won't survive. You can quickly shorten the life. So using something like a Niken comforter, Janice was very specific in describing what far infrared technology is. So yes, that's in the Niken comforter. We don't really talk about that. I like the term sun energy. Niken figured out a way, and I don't know how, and I don't really care, how to harness the sun energy, put it into a comforter, put it into wraps, put it into socks, into thermals, all these other wonderful things. But Janice, when you talked about, and you mentioned slipping into that cocoon of rest underneath the comforter or the Niken cocoon, why do you feel that was so vital in your recovery? It's tragic that a 30-year-old, that's 20 years younger than I am, but we see this all the time. You hear terrible stories of people's bodies shutting down, and we think we're all, you know, completely superhuman, that, oh, no, we'll bounce back. Well, not necessarily the case, especially in that loss of life. But why do you feel it's so important, the way you described it, to be able to slip into that cocoon of rest with the company? Because you didn't say anything about the magnetic sleep system. You know,
that is part of it. We all know that the magnets are part of it. The cocoon of rest, everybody's body regenerates in their rest. That's why it's so vital to get it. And so, you know, all your things like lupus and fibromyalgia and MS and all those different things happen because the people don't get the rest they need. Anytime you ask any of those people, they'll say, yeah, I haven't slept forever, you know. And so it's just vital, and I believe we're the only ones who champion that. I mean, you know, you hear sleep people talking, but never like what we have. And just this year alone, you know, it's changed my life twice. It took sat in the water, you know, because I took a tumble down stairs in August and walked away from that without anything broken. And as I said, I'm not 10 anymore.
You said that, not me. And some people get really, I get in trouble a lot because I'm curious where people's biological clock says they are, not where they see themselves are. And I love that about you, because regardless of what your real, you know, age is, we don't have to declaim that and say, well, just because, and Like here's, Shirley Jones will be with us in a few weeks. Here's a woman who, oh my goodness, lives on her own, cuts her own firewood, and she's in her 70s, lives in a cabin in the woods. And again, it's just, she said, Vance, just because I'm this old doesn't mean I have to act this old. She said, all my friends, they have, you know, the pipes that they, you know, put up their nose, and they're talking about this drug and taking these pills and going to this doctor. And she said, I don't do any of that.
Right, right. And so that's what I was thinking, you know, is, yeah, I mean, being on drugs, this is the first time in years that I've been on anything, you know, and it's all taking care of this valve in my heart. So I accept it and embrace it that that's what I have to do. But there is not a pain med in there, because any pain that this body might have, which I don't, I slip into cocoon of rest every night and come out refreshed and a butterfly every morning. And that is, you know, part of my 30-second thing is I come out a butterfly every morning, you know, and I put in days that, yeah, people who are younger than me with lots more disabilities, if you will, can't do. I went back to work 2 weeks after I got out of surgery, you know, and I worked part-time as a teacher, and then this week I picked up a tutoring position and a position of going and playing cards with some folks. So, you know, I mean, I live a rich, full life, and I do it on purpose because I chose that life, and I could. People don't realize sometimes that they can choose to have a rich, full life that is happy and joyful and healthy.
Mm-hmm. No, and I could go so many directions on basically what you said, but the short version is Wednesday evening, as most of you know, I'm a volunteer firefighter, and we had a medical call, and it could have gotten a lot worse. But we had to convince the gentleman to go in the ambulance to the hospital. And he called our assistant chief the next day, thanking him for being so strong in getting him to go to the hospital. Because in the hospital overnight, he coded. Okay, he slipped into, you know, that line of almost going into eternity two more times. And had he been at home in his bed, he would not be with us today. He's not in good health. I can go through all the things, but I won't. But he's not living a rich, full life the way you just described, because he's basically on an IV of Western medicine and not doing exactly what you're saying. I want to ask this question as well, because I have Roger Drummer in my head, and I can literally go back to the speech or the talk that he gave, the message, when he talked about the benefits of this, you know, this comforter that Nikan makes, and I love your description of the cocoon, of this cocoon of rest coming out of butterfly. And Stacy and I have been doing this, well, I remember when Nikan introduced it, we'd been married 3 months. And it literally was a marriage changer from the very, very beginning, back in 1995. And so what is that? 24 years we've been enjoying some variation of that cocoon of rest, because she was always freezing at night. I was perfectly fine, but she'd get up and turn the heat on. I'd get up and turn it off. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh,
I've heard people talk about this.
That absolutely.
One is hot.
It's a marriage saver.
It is.
Yep.
And so many people go through that. But besides being a marriage saver, I do remember Roger Drummer talking about how it all focuses on pH, on alkaline acidity, that a product like this can help the body detoxify. It can help change the pH. Why do you feel for your recovery? And again, that's what we're focusing on here, is I wouldn't wish surgery on anybody, but it's kind of inevitable, that at some point we're going to have to undergo surgery. I've had several during my life, and why do you feel it's so imperative that something like a Nikan comforter, or the cocoon, the sleeping bag, or the wrap, or using the Kinko Ground, which is a totally different technology. As far as inflammation, getting that stuff out of the body pre, during, and post-surgery, why do you feel it's so imperative?
Well, number one, it regulates body temperature, which is vital for the healing process. I mean, I'm just reading, you know, the positives of these just the far infrared. And penetrates deep into the tissue and joints. I mean, you know, I want to heal fast. As I said, I love living life a little on the fast lane. And I try not to multitask, but nonetheless, you know, I want a rich, full life. I dedicated myself to that about your age, Vance, when I was 50. I said, I'm going to live to 100 full out. And I'm the only one that can make that happen. I can go to the best doctor and get the best advice, but if I don't do what I need to do to take care of my body, then it's not going to happen. And that's the bottom line for me, is this is my body to take care of.
You know,
it also
Janet,
reduces swelling inflammation by improving the lymph flow. You know, I mean, all of those body things go all together, and we don't understand them. We just want something to make sure that the body works the way it was meant to work. And that's the miracle of Mekan to me.
Well, and, you know, as Dennis Williams has taught me, that if, Janice, if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?
Exactly. I'm just going to make up some business cards, and that's exactly what I'm going to put on at this time. You know, bottom line, if you don't take care of this body, where are you going to live?
You know, and I'm not a theologian, but I referenced it this week because I wanted to make sure. Go all the way back to, I think it's Genesis 6, the very beginning of the Bible. It specifically says that this human body was designed and created to live 120 years. And when you talk about a 30-year-old who develops pneumonia in the hospital, post-recovery, you know, all this stuff, and dies, well, that life was cut short by 90 years.
Yes.
When you just look at the numbers. But things happen. I understand. I completely understand. We cannot say that, you know, we're going to live to be a certain age because there are other factors. There's DNA. But Dennis Williams, he's outlived his own brother.
Yes.
By 40 years. So we can't... Another question that looms, and I'm sure there's people that would ask questions, but fortunately nobody's texted me yet to interrupt my train of thought, which my train of thought goes a million different directions, especially early in the morning. But when you came out, and the date of your surgery was when, your heart valve surgery?
It was Monday the 4th
of
February.
Okay, so we're talking just over a month ago. And I loved being able to converse with you on the Monday morning prayer call and hearing your updates and what happened. But you're talking about a major, major surgery a month and 5 days ago. Actually, a month and 3 days ago, because February only has 28 days. And what recommendation would you give to people to be as strong as you possibly can before surgery, but then to set your body up to succeed and to win, you know, to recover the fastest?
Right. Good question. Anytime I've gone into surgery, I've slam the probiotics, you know, because I know they're going to put me on antibiotics, so I'm slamming the probiotics to get my body ready.
And be specific, when you say probiotics, specifically, what are you saying?
Lactoferrin. So I'm on that deal where we're taking two and then three and four. You know, I just really believe in lactoferrin. But I'm also doing the Siaga and the progesterone right now. They do have me on a high blood pressure medicine, and my blood pressure is still up a bit. And so I said to the doctor, I'll be back in 3 weeks after I take my Siaga, my progesterone, and let's see if we can bring it down that way, because I don't want you putting me on two. You know. So I'm doing my best, as I said, to do what the doctors tell me to do, and yet be true to my own self and taking care of myself with you can.
Okay. And, you know, I had a gal call me the other day and with some heart issues, blood sugar issues, and she said, should I take, you know, the lactoferrin or the immunity? And I said, lactoferrin. This is not a guessing game. Take both, but if, you know, resources are tight, lactoferrin. Well, should I take one? I said, no, you need to take more. Again, remember, folks, and I know we've all heard this a zillion times, but the dosage on the container is designed for maintenance, not for recovery or building up the body. So Dad did this post-knee surgery. He said, you know, I normally take two, one in the morning, one at night, to deal with a root canal issue that he's avoiding, and it's been over a year, and he hasn't had to have it. And he's just looking at it from the financial standpoint, $2,500 for a root canal and getting a tooth jerked out or whatever it was versus taking two of these a day. Well, post-knee surgery, he's now taking four. It's a small price to pay to build the body back up.
Exactly. And 10 years ago, I had first knee changed out and then the second knee, and now I'm back dancing, you know. So it just pays to do whatever you need to do to take care of your body so you can go on with the life that you plan for yourself.
You know, the other product you didn't mention that has a lot of probiotics in it is the Kenzen Vital Balance.
Yes.
And we forget that. And it was originally developed for brain function better. When you talk about the progesterol, the Siaga, and that's what I also mentioned to this gal, Amelia, when she called me the other day, the progesterol, anything cardiovascular, absolutely anything. This is a wonderful ally, a wonderful tool. Let's finish with this question. Because, and you know, if there is another question that someone specifically, you can always text me, or if you want to jump on the line, and can I ask in advance, before, if you do that, if you do push *6, that you keep the question relevant to the conversation? We don't need to talk about Barbie Roberts anymore, okay? We're done. That ship has sailed. But a question that you might have for Janice regarding recovery from major surgery, or something to add to this, but a month and 3 days, major heart surgery. I love the fact that you said you took another gig, you know, playing cards with, did you say seniors?
Yes, yeah. I know a lady that runs an assisted living home. So she invites me to come play cards with folks and pays me to do that. So I'm doing that 1 hour a week.
But
I'm tutoring a gal to get her GED so she can get a raise where she works, which always, you know, brings me to my knees that I have the education that I have, you know, and here this girl is, whatever age she is, you know, just trying to get her GED so she can better herself.
Oh, that's so amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's, I think, the epitome of living the five pillars, you know, getting, that's a beautiful thing. If you can get paid to do something you truly enjoy and give back to the to society around you, that's a win-win.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that, can it?
Yeah, and getting paid to play cards? Sign me up. I'll do that. Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, I believe in many varied and unusual ways of making money, you know. Multiple sources of income, I call it.
No, I fully embrace and champion the concept. I'm listening carefully because if we don't have any questions, then we'll just wrap up our conversation. And
you know, my final word is wellness home. $5,000 for a wellness home. Do you know how much that surgery is going to cost? I haven't even got the bill yet, but it's like $36,000 for that 2 hours.
Ouch.
To avoid that as much as you can sounds like a really good idea to me. But if you can't, then you accept it and do what you want to do because, after all, you're going to live full out to 100, so, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
No, no, no. I remember the last surgery I had was a $9,000 some surgery. Hey, but I want, it sounds like we got someone on the line. A question, comment?
Yes, hi. It's Elaine Matthews from Pennsylvania. Dennis, I really enjoyed hearing your, to share your story. I have a relative. It's the other grandma of my grandchildren had a valve replaced and isn't doing so well. So I truly appreciate this, and I'd love to talk to you sometime, if that would be okay.
Well, you certainly can have my number and call me, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for sharing today. This was really great. It's going to give her
Janice,
some hope, I'm sure.
Janice, I'm gonna set this up, if you wouldn't mind giving your number, but I want to encourage folks, before you call Janice, why don't you, you know, go to SaturdayAMLive.com. That's the website where we archive all these wonderful conversations, and you can, and if it's not posted yet in the normal section, 2009 recordings, it will be posted there usually by the end of the day. I don't control that. That's up to Steve, our wonderful webmaster, who does it for free. He doesn't get paid to do that. But 2019 recordings, and you'll see Janice's name there under the title of Band-Aid for Surgery, you know, Janice Miller. And listen to that. Share the story. We've had so many people that have said to me the last few months, man, I don't have to present Nikan anymore. I just click on this story when I want to talk about this, or I go to this interview and I let the person listen to it. And then if you want to hear more, well, you could call Janice directly or set up a three-way or pick a time and schedule it. Let's be respectful of each other's time. And then Janice can be more specific, because what Elaine is suggesting, if I know Elaine well enough, is that I may need to bring out, you know, the big dogs, bring out Janice herself live to maybe help encourage my friend, my relative, to pull the trigger. And as I'm reminded, you know, from my friend Marty Jeffries, we can't presume what people have available or they don't have available, or what they're willing to invest or what they're not willing to invest. We only get one life. And Janice, you've done a beautiful job of explaining that. You know, yeah, we're going to have to pay a little bit, but as I learned years ago, you know, when it comes to wellness, we either pay for it now or we pay for it later.
Exactly. And one of my business partners who, you know, changed her life around is, yeah, these things are expensive, but they're worth $1 million if you change your life around.
They are.
Yes.
I mean,
and it did. You know, I watched her dance in Orlando a few years back, and she was headed for a wheelchair before she saw me again. You know, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Janice, would
or
you mind?
People who get out of wheelchairs. Every time I see a person in a wheelchair, I want to come over and say, can I help you?
Yeah.
It's because I wouldn't want to be living there.
Yeah. No, and we see that time and time again. We heard that from Ellen Stoddard last week, which, by the way, I can segue into that wonderful conversation. I didn't know that Ellen Stoddard, the young woman who shared her story last Saturday, she was actually driven over with a car by her crazy ex-husband. That's what ensued the condition, the rare muscle condition that the doctor said, you're not going to be able to walk.
Wow.
And now she's walking, she's running, she's riding her bike. I mean, and she's in her mid-30s. So,
yeah, she's
just
a kid.
Yes, exactly. I'm going, wow. You know, she's exactly halfway age-wise between our eldest daughter and myself. I mean, exactly halfway between it. So, Janice, one last thing. Would you mind giving your phone number so it's on the recording so people
That's
can ask?
Fine. Yeah, my phone number is 602-578-2915. That's 602-578-2915, and that is myself.
Okay, so you can, and you do text. You are a member of the 21st
yes.
century. So you
yes.
can text Janice, you can you know, ask her questions that way. Let's be respectful of each other's time. But I know, again, I'm going to segue back to something that Ellen Stoddard shared with me. She said, Vance, I just want to share my story. I want people to know about these amazing products and what I experienced. And we can. Some people, it's going to take a little bit longer than others, but the body will heal itself.
Yes.
When we change the environment.
Yes. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yep. Our dear friend and mentor, Mr. Benjamin Franklin, quoted that. And
he's a friend of mine.
He's taught me a lot. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, he had an amazing life, but he took his life in his own hands, you know, and did the changes he needed to do to make a better life. And that's responsibility for our own self. You know,
We
can't blame somebody else if we don't take care of ourselves. I give that sermon on a regular basis. You know, if I don't take care of myself emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, nobody can do it for me.
Hmm. Yeah, no, and I was kind of rehearsing that this morning when I got up, because as much as I enjoy a good cup of organic coffee to just kind of warm up, you know, on a 32-degree day with, you know, 2 inches of beautiful white stuff. It's March, folks. I'm getting sick of the white stuff. Okay, sorry. But and clearing my driveway again after dark so my family members can get up the driveway so they don't have to walk, you know. But my point is this. Being able to jump into the day by putting my bare naked feet on the Kinko ground. What a treat.
Yeah.
What a treat. Yes, I know I can sleep with it overnight, but I just love sitting in a chair and reading and just letting that technology, because I don't have to. I guess I could. I don't have to go outside and scrape the snow off the grass and stand there. I don't have to do that. Nikan has given the best of what's out there in the earth, these wonderful technologies, and allows us to bring them into our homes. And I love your analogy of the wellness home, and that, hey, it's a small price to pay. When you look at, you don't, and some of us aren't able to do it in one full swoop, but over time, we add to it.
Well, of course not. And none of us were, you know, but just keep plugging, you know, persevering, and getting the next piece and the next piece, and each piece, you know, enhances your life even more. My biggest challenge sometimes is wishing that I could do it the easy way, you know, and it just has never come to me that way, but that's okay. I continue to enjoy the products and share them with anybody who will listen.
Yeah, and that's all we can do. So,
yeah.
Hey, folks, for the sake of time, Janice and I are going to wrap up our little conversation here. Again, happy birthday to Barbie Roberts. I know you're not out there listening, but congratulations, Barbie, for hitting the 6-decade mark in pursuing vanity at its fullest. And I'm being facetious, I know. But also a great shout-out to my mom, Char Rogers, for turning 77 today on March 9th. And I remember it was on one of these editions of Saturday in Live, but somebody said happy birthday to me. And it was later in the day that mom said, "Well, that's right, it's your birthday, son." And I said, "Mom, you were there, right?"
At least, why you hope she was there.
I thought she was there. Anyways, one last announcement. Saturday AM Live 2019 recordings is where you'll see this conversation. You click on it, it's right there in the tab, and share Janice's story with folks. Janice Miller has been our guest. And Janice, you hail in what state again?
Pardon me?
Where's home?
Where do I live?
Yes.
I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's right. That's right.
And a group of my family is down here. We're having a family reunion this week, and they're very grateful to be here from New Hampshire and Salt Lake City. Enjoy our liquid sunshine down here.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you, Janice, so very, very much. I appreciate
welcome.
Your friendship. I appreciate your candor, your honesty, And I'd say best of luck to you in continuing to recover, but that luck has nothing to do with it. It's taking matters into our own hands, and you are the epitome of that, and
it's
really,
huge.
Really do. Yeah.
Be responsible for your own health. It's huge.
Absolutely.
Yes. Have a good day.
Thank you.